Chapter 3. Operating in the Unusual. Randy. The next question I want to ask Bill is about how you handle unusual instances. Are there certain times that you have a much stronger faith than usual that something is going to happen? For example, out of a group of words of knowledge, do you ever know a certain word is the one, so you handle it differently? Do you ever kind of showcase that one for the people to see, to build faith? If that kind of unusual instance does happen, how does it happen for you? How do you handle it? Bill. It happens two different ways I can think of offhand. The most unusual way, actually the most normal way, but maybe across the board with people we work with, it might be the most unusual, is that it won't be a word of knowledge. It actually will be something that I've been seeing God do a lot. So I operate out of a concept of the testimony. I don't try to teach it. I don't mention it. I don't do anything. I just come. Sometimes I'm lacking words of knowledge and lacking direction. So I'll just start with whatever I saw God do last. For example, just recently we've had this string of amazing miracles with head trauma. So now I can go into a meeting and I'll just call out head trauma, knowing that in most cases, healings will happen. And I can tell that once we get going in it, God is going to display something in this one situation. I've seen you do this too, Randy, where you call it one condition. That kind of breakthrough releases such faith that then you can go through the words of knowledge you have and turn everybody loose. That's what I'll see happen. I'll call out one condition, head trauma. Or, for me, through the years, it's been people in automobile accidents. At least it started with automobile accidents, but it quickly expanded to accidents of any kind, sport injuries, falling off a ladder, any type of accident. Now they are all included in this prayer direction. It's really a crazy thing, because it can be any part of the body that's injured. They'll have some sort of injury that's been there for 20 years, 30 years. The oldest one was 72 years. A woman was dropped on her tailbone as an infant. 72 years old, and the Lord healed her. I'll call out a condition, and there will be a certain anointing in the room, and you can see the Lord is going to demonstrate something. I saw this thing on A.A. Allen's face once in a video of his that I watched. It was much more on him than I've ever experienced, but it makes me feel somewhat similar. He was walking around the cot of this woman who couldn't walk. He was walking around, to be honest, almost as if he were mocking sickness and mocking the devil, because he knew that in a moment something would happen, so he would just wait, walk around and wait. He had that look on his face, like, this is going to happen. There wasn't a question mark on his face. It's so stunning to me to see somebody's face like that. Sometimes meetings will start, and you can tell when there's that presence there. You can tell, the Lord is in charge of this one. I'm not having to prime the pump on this one. I'm not having to motivate or encourage. This is a God moment. And when that happens, there's a breakthrough. I've seen it where there will be a specific miracle. It may come through a word of knowledge, but I would say probably two out of three times it happens out of a testimony of what I've seen God do recently, where I've already seen the momentum. What happens is that I don't need a word of knowledge anymore in certain areas because we have a history. I have ownership of a realm, in a sense. Randy. It was a year ago that you told me about the metal disappearing, and I just went for it. I've never had a word of knowledge, not one.